inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we tackle some gardening emergencies. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
Got your hands full, don't you?
Oh, it's interesting. At certain times of year, it seems like calls come in, and they're all related, even though they're completely separated.
So give me an example of some of the 911 calls that you've had about gardening.
Oh, got a call yesterday. Neighbor's building the fence on the property line, which we didn't think was the property line. So we planted trees there, and now we got to move the trees. And this isn't the ideal time of year for moving trees, although at least it's not hot and dry like it was earlier. So that's one. Tree's going to be moved today. And another one, folks are having new siding, new windows put on their house, where there's an apple tree espaliered up next to the house. There's rose bushes next to the house. There's big clematis. And a climbing hydrangea has already been removed, which was helping rot the house. So some of these are going to be moved. Some of them are going to be carefully bent away from the house so that the contractor can get in there and made more happy. Let's face it, a contractor having to work between rose bushes and the house is liable to charge the homeowner more money.
How much can be cut back or bent down?
Well, again, it kind of depends on the tree or the shrub that we're working on. The rose bushes, we butchered that one down to about, it was 9 feet tall, big clump, very, very spiny too. That one was butchered back to about 18 inches tall. It may end up getting dug out yet because the deck is going to go over it. The clematis was 12 to 15 feet tall, big, bushy, going up the side through the old deck. And I cut that one back, kind of bundled it together with rope, cut it back to about 6 feet high, and then, again, just bent it away from the siding. That's at least nice and flexible. When I did that, we left the upper part up there, and we weren't quite sure if the deck was supporting the clematis or vice versa because it was really rotten.
But those are expected to survive after you cut them back.
Yes, and the clematis actually is going to be in the same place, and I suggested they just, and I've seen this, where you just leave a hole in the deck next to the house and train the clematis up through the hole, and so then again you'll have it up on there, up visible and colorful and all of that. Then there's this apple tree that was against the house. That one we removed the supports, and it was actually well done as far as the supports go. But again, having all this stuff against is wooden siding, which is bad to keep moisture-holding plants against the house, and there's rotten spots there because of it. So that one, we removed the supports, cut the apple tree. It was about, so this was spread out, trained, probably 12 feet wide and 10 feet tall. It's now about 6 by 8 feet cut back, and we kind of gently, we took a rope to the upper part of it and pulled it out away from the siding. The contractor said, much better. But we're also planning to move that. That one at least doesn't have to be moved today or tomorrow. So that one we started actually cutting roots out about 3 feet out from the trunk so that new roots will sprout inside that so we can come back either this fall or early next spring and dig that one up and move it. It's liable to be on the outside, downhill side, south side of the deck, and then we'll retrain it again to regrow. And people may be able to enjoy the flowers from the deck and maybe even pick the apples from their deck.
Is that the same sort of thing that you're going to do with your first example about the tree and the fence line, just kind of dig it out, cut the roots, and that sort of thing?
Well, that one has to be moved. I mean, that is going to be moved today because the fencing guys are coming this week or this weekend. So that one is going to be moved. I know that we will be cutting roots. We will be damaging the roots. So we will cut back the top because of that and then move it to its new location well onto the guy's property so it's safe for the future. And, advice is going to include considerable watering on an ongoing basis. because we've cut so much roots. And then putting some compost on the surface once we get it replanted, and we'll be staking it too. Since we're cutting roots, it will need to be staked so it doesn't tip over, fall over, if depending on how windy and location this is, because it's kind of close to the Mendenhall River.
But this is not a great time for doing all that, is it?
It isn't. I mean, it's better than if it was during that really hot and sunny weather. And, of course, the forecast is for, a good amount of moisture. But still, we need to continue watering until the tree goes dormant, drops its leaves, say, in October, hopefully. One concern we have with doing this at this time of year, because sometimes this will stimulate new growth. Well, I anticipate it will for some of this, certainly on the roses and on the clematis. At least that's staying in place. So whether that new growth will harden off for the fall versus, and if it doesn't, compared to the normal schedule, then some of that may start to die back because of depending on how cold this winter is.
Okay, and very quickly, there's a big gardening event coming up this weekend?
The Harvest Fair at the Community Garden. So everybody is welcome. All gardeners around Juneau can bring their homegrown produce, flowers, preserves out for judging. And judging will start about 10:15 or 10:30. So we need to get that produce out there and show off your ribbons and your produce. There will be a farmer's market there, some great, tasty, fresh, very fresh food, just pulled, picked, or harvested for people to eat. So come on out, and it's supposed to be nice weather on Saturday.
Great, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.